mean, I think the biggest thing is we're battling. We're playing hard. We're not really in sync real well like we'd like to be, but we knew going in Bryant was had talent, was going to be a tough game at their place, and they played, I thought, really well. They started the game with a they had their I think 150 of their yards were in the first drive and the very last drive. So, in between, we were in pretty much, I thought, in control. But our, red zone problems, and I think we had three touchdowns called back or given up on a 50-50 ball. We're shooting ourselves in the foot a little bit. We need to clean that up, I think. But all in all, the kids are really competing. The defense is every week has gotten better and better, which is exciting for us as we can continue to improve in that area. And I just think the best is still in front of us. We just got to get there. The kids, the kick game was strong. I think we ran the ball effectively, threw the ball effectively, and defensively, they're good on offense, and I think the kids played really well.
How tough it is, you're playing a conference game on the road, and as you had, you have three touchdowns called back, some penalties, the missed field goal, some stuff on fourth down. What did you learn about your team to be able to overcome all that and still pick up a win on the road?
I think that's, I talked to him Sunday about, I mean, I'm not happy with exactly where we're at, but it's not something I didn't think we would struggle with, early in the year. And I think, we're past the early part of the year. We need to kind of pick it up a little bit, but the big thing is we got a lot of fight in this dog. We're easily could have lost that game if we have a goal line stand. They're up 14-0. We force a fumble on the goal line on a really good play and a really physical hit. It was a couple guys just make exceptional plays. We got a lot of fight in us, and they just keep playing. We went in at halftime, and the locker room was good. There was no panic. They knew, 2 weeks in a row we thought we played pretty well in the first half, but we're still down. And then I think we came out in the second half and played really well. We had all kind of opportunities to score more points, and we give credit to Brian for, a couple of good plays. But at the end of the day, we have to execute better. We could have opened up a bigger, safer margin. But they do a good job. Coach Chris does a good job there, and they're skilled. And I think the big thing was we were able to handle Ruggiero with very little problem. He had an early touchdown. I think he only had three catches, and we had him pretty disrupted. We rushed a passer. I think we had seven sacks, which was great. And we just got to keep building. We're trying to get back to our identity on both sides of the ball, and I think we're really close, but it's not easy any week in the CAA. You just got to battle every week.
Yeah, I was going to ask you a little more about that, your defensive effort. As you said, seven sacks against a quarterback that's been has put up huge numbers this year in Guest, and as you said, you limited Ruggiero to three catches. Did you think you could get that kind of pressure on Guest going into the game, and who performed well? Because the sacks and the tackles for loss were pretty spread out.
Yeah, our defense. I mean, first of all, personnel-wise, we got a lot of depth, so we're playing eight, nine defensive linemen right now, which is just different for us. It's an unusual thing, but it's spread out, and I think last year we were dominant at the defensive end position, but I think this year we're equal in how we can do some things. But some of it was good moves and pressure, and some of it was coverage sacks. But I think we had them a little bit confused, and we were able to get some hits. And I, you know, it's look, we always want to rush the passer here. That's always been one of our things. And it's about pressure. It's sacks are nice, but we want to get a quarterback off his game. And I thought our defensive coaches did a good job of attacking the quarterback this week. And it turned out important because after that first drive, three plays, 75 yards, it's kind of you're chasing it right out of the gates. And I think the defense really stabilized us, gave us a lot of confidence. Even after I wasn't even surprised they got the onside kick because that was just the way the game was going for us. And but I felt really confident that, I mean, they weren't going to hit a Hail Mary on our defense. And we felt pretty good we could win that game once we the, I wasn't worried about a Hail Mary. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah, the job that you were able to do on the back end with Jerry and some of their receivers, was that maybe a credit to the pressure you were able to get, or how who kind of what were you able to do on the back end to kind of slow them down?
I think the big thing was just, a little bit of disguise, but also, we did a nice job banging him on his routes. And he's a really good straight ahead receiver. And if you start letting those guys get their track shoes on, you got problems. And I think the plan, I think our outside linebacker of the field, Totten, did a great job just disrupting him, trying to keep him from getting on path. And and we made a couple good plays. I mean, Kamara, there was a 50-50 ball on the goal line before the fumble that they went to their guy, and he went up and really could have picked it, but knocked the ball away. So, you got to win one-on-one battles against great receivers, and I thought we were competitive and forced them to kind of throw some places maybe they didn't want to throw.
Offensively, as you said, maybe not the points, but you guys are able to control the ball for over 33 minutes in the game. Absent the turnovers, were you pleased the way that your offense was able to perform both running the ball and through the air?
Well, it's hard to say how I feel absent two turnovers in the tight red. So
Yeah.
it's obviously I'm not happy about that. We've been struggling in the red, and some of that's just new stuff. And but we gotta, we had chance the last 2 weeks to open up big leads at one point in the third quarter of games, and we've made it closer than it needed to be. But like I said, the fighting through these problems is how you grow, and I think our team's getting better. And we spent a season in 22 where we couldn't win the close games, and I think that that's the big difference right now is we're clawing and winning these close games. And we're going to have a bunch of close games the rest of the year, so we've got to keep fighting and winning them, and you see it around our league week to week. But our offense has dynamic personnel, and I expect us to start playing better, and we are playing great in spurts. We ran the ball better. We the play pass stuff, our receivers have been outstanding. We just got to continue to take care of the little things and eliminate a couple of these turnovers, and it would have been a bigger win.
How big in the fourth quarter? You're sitting third and 31. That's not usually a good recipe for success, but you're able to convert that and turn it into the touchdown that ultimately puts you ahead. Just talk about how big that play was.
Yeah, that was a huge play. I think the goal line forced fumble was big, and I think, that third, it's just one of those things. It's not like we have a big play designed for that. Quarterback made a great read. We had a couple options for him, and we popped open. Levi Wentz popped open, and he hit him with a good pass. So that was good. And I think our quarterback's getting better every week too. I think the defense and Miles, I'm very confident in Miles. He's starting to run the ball really effectively. He broke like a 50-yard run, I think, 48-yard run, something like that. We're getting better in all phases, and we just got to continue to improve.
Let's look ahead. Saturday, you host Elon, your first home game since the end of September. Just talk about some of the challenges that Elon presents for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think Elon, when I watch them on tape and when I look at who they've played, I mean, they've had a really tough schedule. When you look, we know we had a tough schedule, and the national polls are very unforgiving if you play tough schedules, but we're bouncing back and we're fighting hard. I see the same thing in them. I mean, their energy on their sideline at the game against UNH was through the roof. I mean, they played Duke and I think three or four ranked teams, and Richmond and UNH and East Tennessee State and Western Carolina. I think they're all were ranked at the time they played them, and he's but they're they look like a typical Elon team to me. They're physical, they're really good on defense, and the talent is there for them to be a great team. And I know what it feels like to be in that situation, and I know they're a very good football team, and we need to go out and play our best football just to have a chance to win the game.
All right, Greg, thanks as always for your time
Thanks,
this
Bob.
morning, and we'll talk again next Monday.